to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
And welcome to show number 52 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we actually already finished. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties and the recording we put together is no longer usable. On the show tonight, we had Jen and we had Sam and we actually even had Jimmy, even though he's already in Walt Disney World. Well, I'm going to do the best I can to let you know how that show went and give you a little bit of a rundown of some of our ideas for the trip that we have planned in the next week. All of us are going to be down there in only about 3 days, and we were all looking forward to it. We're right in the middle of packing, and we were basically discussing some of the news that came out of the park, some of the things we were looking forward to doing when we got down to the parks, and a little bit about the meets we're going to be attending. Well, the biggest news was the closing of a couple different things at Walt Disney World. The first we've talked about before, off-kilter. This past Saturday was their last performance in Walt Disney World, specifically at Epcot's Canada Pavilion. Off-kilter will no longer be performing after 15 years. They had some great shows the other night, it was jam-packed, and I heard they even did Freebird. So, go figure. We're really going to miss off-kilter, and we hope those guys definitely go on to something as productive, if not more productive, than what they've done at Epcot. Now, along with that, we also had the closing of the Backlot Tour over in Hollywood Studios. Now, that was one of those quick ones where we only heard about that maybe 2 weeks ago, and the next thing you know, it's closed. We're talking about, and we'll probably do this down the road on another show, of what they're going to do with that area, how they're going to repurpose it, and some ideas of Pixar Land or Cars Land came up, and so we're all looking forward to that change. And the last thing we talked about was basically the change happening to Maelstrom. As you've heard, Maelstrom will be closing and being repurposed to be the Frozen attraction. So we're looking forward to that too, somewhat. We're hoping that it's going to turn out great. Sam brought up a great point talking about how in Mexico the Three Caballeros came in and there was a big outcry. However, that was done so well that that outcry disappeared very quickly, and everybody accepts the Three Caballeros as the Mexican attraction. So hopefully they'll put enough time and Imagineering to make the new Maelstrom, or the new Frozen Maelstrom, a great, great attraction. So we'll see. Now, one of the things we also talked about were the goals for the trip coming up. Now, as far as it was my concern, the first thing I like to do on a solo trip, or not the first, but something I like to do on a solo trip is something different. Something like a tour, or something I don't usually do when I go to the parks with the family. And what we're going to do this time around, and there's going to be 8 of us, is we're going to be going to one of the mixology sessions over at Epcot. The session we have is going to be about scotch. I've done other mixology sessions when I was on the cruise line, where they basically would explain the different type of drink they were talking about. I had done martinis and champagne. And I learned so much about those things, considering I drink them a lot. Well, maybe not that much. So we're all going to be doing mixology, so that's going to be something different. I'm also looking forward to hitting the food and wine, of course. I've been checking out some of the reviews, and I've got a list of the things I'm going to hit. Sam was talking about how he wants to make sure he gets filming of Maelstrom, and basically everything else we're going to do this week coming up. So we're really looking forward to that. Jen was talking about some of the things she's going to be doing in the parks, and actually some of the things she's going to be doing outside of the parks without the kids. She was basically going to take a couple trips outside to some of the resorts or some of the non-park activities this week and see if she can get some of those done. Also, Jen was explaining to us Lou Mangiello at WDW Radio was having a Tower of Terror meet. It seems that Lou worked out a deal with Disney that they have the Tower of Terror under their control, so that once the park closes, the event starts. And the way Jen was explaining it, it sounds like they're going to be either having dinner or some type of food offerings on a deck or a patio, or she wasn't sure exactly, but we're definitely looking forward to hearing about that. And, of course, the Be Our Guest guys are going to be having a bunch of meets. Without the Be Our Guest podcast, I'm not sure if I'd actually even be going this October. I started working on this trip about 7-8 months ago, just because I was planning on going to Epic October. I needed to work on that trip that far in the future so that I can get everything worked out with school. So without those guys, I wouldn't have been planning to come down here, and the whole coincidence of all four of us from the Disney Nerds podcast meeting up wouldn't have happened. Be Our Guest guys are going to have a couple different meets, a couple at the Mickey's Not So Scary, and then there's going to be an Illuminations meet they're going to run, and a couple other ones, which will be awesome to see some of the people I haven't seen in a while. Getting to the Disney Nerds podcast meets, as you've heard us talk about it in the past, we're going to have two meets at the park. The first one's going to be on October 3rd, that's a Friday, and that's going to be our Illuminations meet. We're going to meet around 9 o'clock on the bridge near Mexico to watch Illuminations from there. What's cool is that Epcot's open till 10 that night, so we'll have an hour to kind of get to know everybody, and we're probably going to do some recording for a show coming up in the future. The second meet we have planned is Saturday. Saturday, 10:30 at Epcot, we're going to meet on the World Showcase side of the fountain, and we're going to go on a scavenger hunt. We've put some time together and put together a really awesome scavenger hunt that we're hoping that we get some teams to come out and participate with us. It's going to run through World Showcase and go for about 2 hours, and the hunt is broken up into three sections. The first section is a trivia section, so you can basically kind of play with that as you're walking between countries. The second section is a photograph section. We're going to give you some clues, and you're going to try to find where to take a picture. And the last section is going to be the Epcot Survival Kit, things you're going to collect as you walk around World Showcase that'll help out your day at Epcot. So those are our two meets. We hope everybody's there to enjoy them with us. Before we go, let's hear from Jimmy, our only guest tonight, unfortunately, because of the snafu. So Jimmy, how's that trip been going?
Jumbo, everyone. This is Jimmy coming to you live from Disney's Animal Kingdom. We're over in the Africa section right now. We are having a fantastic trip so far. We got to experience a little bit of the Food and Wine Festival, get to see Christopher Cross in concert, watched the Saints unfortunately get destroyed to the Dallas Cowboys at the ESPN bar, and yesterday we also got to ride the Mine Train for the first time. So we are having a fantastic time down here. Can't wait till you guys get down here later on this week, and can't wait till the meets this weekend to meet up with all of our friends of the show. Talk to you guys later. You know, as you know, and as they say in Animal Kingdom, in Africa, we don't like to say goodbye. We say kwaharini, which means go well. So kwaharini, everyone. Talk to you later.
Well, that's it for show number 52. Sorry it's so short, guys. I really apologize. The snafu of the computers. You can't live with them. You can't live without them. It's crazy. Hopefully, we're going to be coming to you with our next show with some sound bites from the parks. And we'll definitely be talking to you soon. Looking forward to meeting all our new friends. And if you want to check us out, stop by the Facebook page, the Disney Nerds Group, or the Disney Nerds Podcast. Or you could send us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. So, thank you very much for listening. Without you guys out there, this wouldn't be possible. Thank you to my co-hosts, Jen, Sam, and Jimmy. And, guys, I apologize for this snafu. I hope we got all the bad luck out of our trip with this one, and then everything's smooth sailing from here on out. I'll definitely be seeing you in WDW, guys. Only a couple days. Talk to you later. Kungaloosh.